we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Granddad's Mysterious Illness. Ozzy, don't snore when I'm talking to you on the phone. Listen, Fatty, I was telling you, I'm making a fortune with my latest scheme. Yeah, flogging meat pies. That's why I'm never in school for me dinner. I go to the meat bite shop and get the order for the navvies. The ones mending the road near our school. Oh, they'll be working there for ages. Every time one of them picks up his shovel, the others go on strike. Yes, I fetch their pies and they give me 2 free ones for myself. So I save 1 and 3 a day. The 1 and 3 my mum gives me for my school dinner. Well, I'm saving the money to buy something for my mum's birthday. Who's a liar? I'm buying her a brand new all-electric standard gauge train set. What? She's too old for it. But she can always give it to me, can't she? Well, just you keep quiet about it, that's all. See you tomorrow, then. Ta-ra! Hope my mum's made me a big tea. I don't think 2 meat bars are enough dinner for a growing lad. Pour the tea out, cut the cake, Jimmy's tummy's doing the shake.
You be quiet a minute. Do you think you'll be able to manage this job, Father?
Of course. It's only 2 hours a day, Monday to Friday. And it's a job I think I could really enjoy.
What is it? Beer taster in a brewery?
Shut up, Jimmy. Pat, I'll drop my suit in at Wilson's the Cleaners on the way to the Rose and Crown tonight, and I'll get it back tomorrow.
But the cleaners will be closed by the time you get there, Father.
No, they won't. I'm going early to the pub tonight.
I've got to go to the shops. If you've gone before I'm back, I'll see you later. Much later, by the sound of it.
Oh, don't worry, Pat. I'll behave myself. Well, I've got to be off now.
Oh, but, Grandad, there's still some questions I want to ask you about this job.
What questions?
Well, what do you do? Where do you do it? And the most important of all, when you do get your wages, how much... extra spending money, is there in it for me?
I might have guessed you'd be tapping me for more money. It's like living with a human leech.
Oh, go on, Grandad. What is this marvellous job?
Well, it's one your headmaster has recommended me for. Helping out with the school meals.
Oh, good. That'll be fun. You'll be able to slip me a few extra bangers and dollops of heck.
What's the matter?
It's the pies. The surprise. You'll get seeing me when I'm not there. And that's how you'll know, so I'll have to be there, won't I?
Ugh, you talk more like Daft Alfie every day. Now, out of my way, Jimmy. I'm going up the stairs.
Oh, but Grandad...
Answer that door.
Right, Grandad. Oh, heck. That's the end of the pie swindle. 1 and 3 a day down the drain. Just when I got it organised... Who is it?
You call, miss. How many bags do you want?
Call at this time of the night?
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got a very slow horse.
Oh, very funny, Alfie. Come in.
What's up? You sound like you'd lost a shilling and found a hole in your pants pocket.
It's me granddad.
What's wrong with him?
Our teacher told us the word to describe what happens when people get old and start doing strange, daft things. Alfie, me granddad's going feline.
Feline? What that has to do with animals, isn't it?
Yeah, he started acting the goat. He keeps doing funny things. I'm very worried about this job he's got.
What job?
Well, he shouldn't be doing it. He's too old and he's not safe to be trusted. Not if he's going bonkers.
Well, your grand... Well, I've never noticed he's going bonkers.
I know. My mum and Susan haven't either. Because it's just little things he does that are daft. I'm the only one that spotted them. He's going off his chump.
No. Yeah, don't talk, daft. You're making it up.
He's just going out. Look.
Oh, Jimmy.
I'm off to the Rose and Crown. So tell your mother I've gone and I've taken my best suit.
Yes, Grandad. They're going to clean it and press it for you, aren't they?
Aye, that's right, Jimmy. Well, cheerio now.
Cheerio, Grandad. There you are, Alfie. You heard that, didn't you?
It sounded like he's taking his suit to be cleaned and pressed at the pub.
I know. Now will you believe he's going off his rocker?
No, this is serious, this is. He's going like my Uncle Willie.
I didn't know you had an Uncle Willie.
Oh, yeah. He's just about your granddad's age and he started doing funny things. You know, the other night he must have been sleepwalking because he found him on the roof. When he woke up, he said he'd gone up to mend the TV aerial.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I haven't got a set.
Anyway, I wish me granddad would do something like that. Me mum would be sure to notice it then.
Your granddad wouldn't be daft enough to do anything like that.
No. So there's only one thing for it. We'll have to do it for him.
Yes, I see what the... Hey, now then, I'm not helping you.
Alfie, you wouldn't want to marry a girl whose granddad poisoned 300 kids, would you?
No, me dad had never agreed to do it. You what?
His job. Me granddad couldn't be trusted to do the right thing. He'd probably make the kids coffee with DDT powder. You are going to help me with this, aren't you?
All right, I'll do anything I can to help.
Good. Hey, not a word to anybody, though. Just meet me outside our house this time tomorrow with a clean copy of tonight's paper.
Righto. What for?
Oh, you'll see. And don't be surprised if you hear that he's been sleepwalking tonight.
I didn't know your granddad was a sleepwalker.
Neither does he. Yet. Now all I want is a gallon of stomach medicine.
I won't cook your breakfast for you again.
Can I have that in writing?
All right, stop arguing and make less noise. I don't think your granddad's feeling very well this morning.
Well, I'm not surprised. Last night he shouted, good little lads, I'm away from my bed. And walked straight in the greenhouse.
He didn't sleep there. Perhaps he went in to get everything ready for those plants he's going to dig up this morning for Tommy Twig.
But, Mother, he's already dug the plants up.
What?
I've seen them in the boxes when I went for the milk.
But he can't have dug them up. He hasn't been downstairs yet.
He's coming, Susan. Soak his cornflakes, quick.
What?
So they won't make a noise when he pours the milk on them. Morning, Grandad.
Oh, don't make so much noise. Oh, my head.
What do you want for breakfast, Father?
Nothing, Pat. Just a cup of strong black coffee.
Do you want two of them tablets, Grandad? You know, the ones on the telly that go...
That'll do, Jimmy. Just be quiet, will you?
Here, sit down, Father, and... Oh, look what you've done.
Oh, what is it?
It's your carpet slippers. You've got one brown and one black one on.
I know he's got another pair like them upstairs.
And look, Grandad, they're covered in mud.
Mud? Of course they're not. How did all that mud get on my carpet slippers?
Well, perhaps you had a stroll round the garden.
I've only just come downstairs.
Well, perhaps you've just had a stroll round your window box.
Jimmy, I shan't tell you again. Father, I thought perhaps your slippers had got dirty when you went out to dig those plants up.
Pat, don't fuss me. I know all about the plants. I'll be weird and dig them up first thing after breakfast.
But you've already dug them up.
What?
Yes, they're outside the greenhouse door, Grandad. In those boxes you put on one side for them.
I don't get it. What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, be jabers, be brother. Be dad and be mother. Tis the little people at work.
What's that?
Aye, that's what caused all this mischief last night. We had leprechauns on the land.
Oh, yes.
There's no need to lose your temper, Father.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry I shouted back, but I just don't understand this. I don't remember digging the plants up.
Neither did Alfie's Uncle Willie. He did things like that in his sleep.
Well, I don't do things like that in my sleep.
How do you know you don't if you're asleep?
I don't know, but that's where I'm going.
Where, Father?
Right back to sleep. I'll be done for my dinner. Until then, I don't want disturbing.
Oh, heck. Hope he doesn't walk in his sleep when he's on school dinners. I'm worried because he's started forgetting things.
What do you mean?
He might forget his pyjamas and start serving the salad undressed.
Look, Jimmy, I don't understand all this. Why is this newspaper I brought going to help with the plan?
Listen, you saw what I did when Specky Grimshaw, the paper boy, came, didn't you?
Yeah.
I took tonight's paper off him and gave him the one you brought, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. Look, last night...
And I told him to shove it through the letterbox, didn't I?
That's right. You said if he didn't, you'd shove him through the letterbox.
That's right. Now, Grandad, I'll have time to see it by now. My mum's upstairs making the beds, and I'm going to knock at our front door and run away.
That's daft. What's the idea?
When me grandad comes out to see you knocked, you nip in the back way and switch newspapers.
You mean I take last night's away and I leave tonight's in its place?
That's right. So good luck to me.
All right, Jimmy. Good luck to you.
With you helping me, I need good luck. Well, here goes. You get round the back.
Yes? Who is it? Hello? Is there somebody out there? Hello? Who's there? Hello? 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 No, I don't want to speak to the paper boy. I want to speak to Mr. Grimshaw himself. And I want him quickly, so get a move on, will you?
Shouting like that on the phone, Paul.
I'm sorting out that useless newsagent of ours. He couldn't deliver a bundle of old newspapers to a chip shop. Hello, hello.
Father, what's he done?
He sent me last night's paper instead of tonight's, the numbskull. Hello.
Oh, it's not like him to do that. Where is this paper?
I put it on the table when I went to answer the door.
Oh, who was it at the door?
Nobody.
Oh, I see. You went to answer the door and there was nobody there. I never heard the doorbell.
I know. It didn't ring. Hello.
I see. The bell didn't ring, but you answered the door and there was nobody there.
That's right. Well, don't stand there looking at me like that. Anybody would think I was crackers.
Oh, yes, fancy them thinking such a silly thing. I'll go and look for that paper.
I do that. Hello. Is that you, Grimshaw? Peter Sinclair here. Now listen. You've sent me the wrong newspaper. I'm always having to complain about this. 5 times in 3 years it's happened.
Father, put that phone down.
Just come in the back. What's the panic?
Yeah, what's up? Is Mr. Sinclair daft? Girl, I mean.
Hang on, Grimshaw. What is it, Pat?
It's the paper you're on about. It's tonight. Luke.
But that's what I'm telling him on the phone here. It's the wrong... What? What was that?
Hold together, Alfie. It's tonight's paper.
Let me see. So it is. I'm a fool. I'm going mad.
Yes, yeah. I mean, are you?
Look, Father, anybody can make a mistake.
But, Pat, all that business last night and now this newspaper, I could have sworn it was last night's.
You know what's happened, don't you, Grandad?
What?
The little people have struck again.
Nana, where's the boil down? Oh, there it is. Butter, cheese, large loaf.
Hello, Alfie. Are you the new grocer's boy?
Jimmy, where have you been? Your mother's been looking for you to go down to the shops. I had to go. Your grandad will be home for his tea soon.
Oh, all he'll want is 6 aspirins and some hot sweet tea for shock.
What do you mean, shock?
Well, he went down to Waterloo Buildings.
Yeah, I know. He was having an interview there about that job with the school dinners.
Yes, well, after what's happened, I don't think he'd take a job feeding monkeys at the zoo.
What happened?
I got there before him. Now, there's a lot of officers at Waterloo Buildings, and they have a board with all the names on.
Yeah, I know.
Well, those names are on bits of wood, and they slide in and out. So, just before he got there, I changed a couple round, and after he'd gone in the wrong office, I changed them back again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. After 5 minutes, he came out with a bloke, shouting his head off and pointed at the board to show him it was wrong, but it was right again. And if that hasn't convinced him he's going round the bend, he must be crackers.
You little devil. Now, look, you've got to stop this. It's not right. It is cruel.
You have to be cruel to be kind, as our teacher says when I'm bending over. Anyway, you needn't worry. I won't have to do any more.
No. This, on top of that newspaper business, is enough to worry anybody.
Oh, I've thought up 3 smashes since then.
What do you mean?
Well, me mum asked him to order 12 eggs from the grocer's, but instead, the off-license sent 12 bottles of brown ale. I told her not to let on to me grandad, or it had upset him.
Yeah, because you ordered them.
How did you guess?
Hey, what happens when the grocer sends the eggs?
He won't. I cancelled them. Well, no be wanting the eggs the new or expecting some from her Susan.
Susan?
Well, she has been cackling a lot lately.
All right, funny boy. Well, what else did you do?
Well, I took my mum into my granddad's bedroom this morning to show his bedside table. His reading glasses were in a tumbler of water and his boot was on the floor with his teeth on top.
Oh, heck.
Oh, but the best was when he found he'd put tobacco on his tomato plant.
Tobacco on his tomatoes? Hey, I bet he got a shot.
Not as much as he did when he lit his pipe. And found out what he was smoking. Anyway, let's get in the house and have us tea. All this brain work's making me hungry. How much longer are we going to wait for tea, Mum? My stomach thinks my mouth's gone on strike.
I wish it would go on strike and you'd keep quiet.
Who's talking to you, Scraggy?
All right, that'll do. We're waiting for your granddad. He should have been back half an hour ago. Oh, we'll see who that is, please, Susan.
Right you are, Mother.
Mum, can't have a bit of something while I'm waiting for me tea?
A bit of what?
A bit of steak, liver, chop and a few chips.
Oh, all right. We'll start. Grandad can have his later.
Will you come in here, please, sir?
Oh, thank you very much.
Mother, this is Mr.
Peacock. How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Sinclair, he does live here, does he not?
Does he not what?
Live here.
Oh, no, he do, don't he, Mama?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair's my father.
Ah, well, I wanted to return his wallet. You see, he came into my office today, took out his wallet, and when he left...
You put it in your pocket.
Precisely. No. No, I did, but I didn't pick it up until...
He wasn't looking.
Quite. No, I mean after he left.
Jimmy, keep out of it.
I haven't been in it. Mr. Partridge, who's been in the wallet. Is it Alfie?
Yes?
No, I don't know. It's Peacock.
The brothers, Alfie. Those 2 fellas who've been in my granddad's wallet.
We haven't been. I haven't been in your grandfather's wallet. Well, I have, but only to find his address.
He knows very well, Mr. Peacock. Ignore him.
Another word, Jimmy, and you'll be sorry. I apologize, Mr. Peacock. Go on, please.
Well, it's just that your father left his wallet in my office when he called, so I'm returning it.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Not at all. It was the least I could do after the unfortunate interview we had.
Oh, you mean you didn't think Grandad was suitable for the job?
Oh, I don't give people jobs. I give them women. people. Partners.
I don't understand. My father came to see you about a job at the school, didn't he?
So I discovered in the end, but he came into the wrong office. You see, I run a marriage bureau.
You pick him, Jimmy.
Marriage bureau? Why did he go in there?
Looking for a granny.
Oh, shut up.
Granddad didn't go to a marriage bureau for a wife.
Well, he wouldn't get one from the corp.
Will you shut up? It was very embarrassing. I mean, he was talking about schools and I was talking about marriage. I went quite pale when I asked him if he objected to children and he said he'd be happy to take on 300 or 400.
Mr.
Oh, yes, you must have been quite shaken.
I certainly was, and it was worse when I asked what sort of woman he was looking for. He said he didn't really care so long as I provided enough of them to cope with all the children. And that in any case, it was only going to be temporary. Well, I'm afraid I lost my temper. I called him a licentious old roué.
You didn't.
He went to strike me with his knobbly stick.
On your knobbly head. I should think so. He doesn't like cracks about him drinking.
Drinking? Who mentioned drinking?
You did. You called him a licensed old ruin. Broken down pub.
They didn't mean that.
Well, what did he mean?
He meant he was a dirtier woman. He'll tell you.
Well, I meant your grandfather was a the sort of man who went after, whose intentions were
you wouldn't understand, Jimmy.
Neither would anybody else, the way these two are stammering on.
I thought Grandad just wanted to go out with the women.
Well, what's wrong with that? Alfie goes out with you.
Yes, but I'm not a dirty old electric man.
I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, you're here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sinclair. I trust you feel better now.
Why, have you been ill, Father?
Oh, well, Pat, it's this business of getting things wrong. I went to Waterloo Buildings and I saw the office I wanted on the boarders, room 32, but then I went in and after all that, I found the board was just as Cuthbert said.
Who's Cuthbert?
I am Cuthbert Peacock.
Don't worry, we'll keep it a secret.
Anyway, I went down to the doctor's and he said I just needed a rest. There's nothing wrong, but I've probably been overdoing it a wee bit.
Well, you just take it easy for a day or two, Father.
Aye, well, I'll just away upstairs and take my best suit off.
You won't forget to put something on, will you, Grandad?
Shut up.
He's right, Pat. I'm liable to forget anything the way I am. If Higginbotham calls, tell him I won't be drinking for a week or so. Cheerio, Cuthbert.
Cheerio?
Oh, I don't like the sound of that, Father giving up his drink.
Neither do I. I'll lose a fortune in empty bottles. Still, if it stops him getting the job, he shouldn't start on the job if he's too ill to drink.
Don't you worry. He can forget the job.
We made a cup of tea. Well, Susan has, haven't you?
Yes, I just thought you might like one while we're waiting for Grandad.
He's home, so you can pour that slop away while Mum cooks the meal.
Don't you be cheeky. Oh, would you like a cup of tea, Mr. Peacock?
Oh, no, thank you.
He's no fool, are you?
No, I'm not. I would be if I had time. I would drink the tea, that is, but I am in rather a hurry to go.
You would be if you drank your tea. You'd be seasick.
Oh, Belt, how can you be seasick on land?
She makes the tea with salt water.
Mother, will you speak to him?
I'll do more than speak in a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama. I was only joking, Mr. Pheasant.
Oh, that's all right. Peacock, Peacock.
Oh, sorry, Cock.
Well, I must be going, Mrs.
Chitheroo.
Jimmy, if you say one more word, you'll be straight to bed, understand? Susan, will you see Mr.
Peacock.
I'm sorry. Yes, Mother, this way, Mr. Peacock.
Well, cheerio, everyone. I hope Mr. Sinclair's all right soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Ta-ra, Mr. Peacock. And as they say in your country,
You're awful.
Oh, don't encourage him, Alfie.
So Grandad's not having the job, Mum, he said.
No, not the way he is. Standing around in a drafty school dining room carrying food about, no.
Yeah, with his memory, the kids would be getting cottage pie and custard and gravy on the trifle.
No, the grammar school will just have to get somebody else.
You're right, Mum. I don't go to the grammar school.
Who mentioned you? I'm on about the job your granddad was after, helping with the dinners at the grammar school.
But you said my headmaster was...
Yes, going to recommend your granddad for the job to the headmaster of the grammar school.
Oh, I thought it was all for nothing. He wouldn't have seen Jimmy not having it. Oh, my life!
You what?
My granddad could have seen I had a proper dinner and two helpings.
The problem is to see that you don't have more than two helpings. Oh, which reminds me, I'd better see what your granddad would like for his tea.
Yes, build him up. If he makes a quick recovery, he might still get that job.
Well, goodbye again, Mr. Peacock.
Oh, yes, but cheerio.
What have you been doing, Susan? Fixing a date?
You must be joking. I couldn't get him out. I don't know about Peacock. He's more like a parrot.
He's a bit of a character. Oh, anyway, will you slip upstairs and ask your granddad what he... Oh, he's coming down. Father, would you like some ham for tea or salmon?
Oh, I don't feel much like anything, Pat.
And after you went to all that trouble to convince your granddad he was going up the pole.
What was that? Who's in that room?
It's Jimmy and Alfie, laughing about something.
Well, I think it's funny. You dig in the garden in your granddad's slippers.
I'm going in there to see what this is all about.
No, don't.
What?
I'll take a leaf from my grandson's book. Just move away from that keyhole, Pat.
Yes, and it was blinking cold in that garden. 2 o'clock in the morning, digging up his blooming plants. So I think he'd been sleepwalking.
What? The wee devil.
What is it, Father?
Shush, Pat.
I knew thought you were so clever. A little genius.
Well, it was clever, switching the papers so he'd think his eyes were going funny. You'd have never thought of that.
I'll murder him.
Father, what are they up to?
They're up to their necks, only they don't know it. Quiet a minute.
Mind the bed was changing the room numbers of Waterloo buildings.
That does it.
Well, I feel sorry for the poor old man. Yeah, hello, poor old man. Yeah, poor old man. Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Grandad. Are you feeling any better?
Much better. I reckon all I need is a little exercise, and I expect to get that very shortly.
Eh? Oh, good.
I have a confession to make, Jim. I've done something I should be ashamed of.
You've been pinching me comics again.
I've been listening at the keyhole.
Oh, well, I always listen at... Oh, heck.
Yes, and I heard every word. Come here, you steaming little delinquent.
No, get off. Stop him, Alfie.
Get away from me, lad.
Keep him off, Brandon. It was a joke. Just a joke.
Involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Edwin Apps as Cuthbert Peacock. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I didn't get smacked after all. Alfie saved me. I ran behind his legs and he fell over and he hit his head on the chair. By the time we brought him round, my granddad had cooled down. Good old Alfie. By the way, my granddad got the job, but it's only for a couple of weeks. Marvellous, isn't it? The fuss some people will cause over a few bob. Ta-ra!